when you had the tape ready.
Yeah. I'll give you the master when I get a chance. I didn't bring it. If I remember, I'll try and bring it to you. We're on the Memo Manalis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 lines down. It's a brackets. Easy to find. Basin. See that? Basin Shiroah Zahorik. If Basin sees the murderer, actually saw the murderer. Amru. Now, I should point this out early and point this out often. There's a Beit HaMelech in the Bavli Yerushalmi. It's discussed in the Big Day Shoshim Balabasar as well. About the purpose of Egla Rufa. Very basic. And it's going to crop up several times in the course of our discussion. The Bavli holds that Basin is atones in making Egla Rufa for the fact that they did not provide the murder victim with proper protection and companionship. Yerushalmi holds that the Egla Rufa atones for the fact that the Basin did not kill this murderer before he went out and murdered other people. Okay, so the Yerushalmi, in essence, is looking at it from the perspective of, we should have kept closer tabs on the murderer. Maybe now, through the Egla Rufa, we can find the murderer. Okay? The Bavli is saying, boy, we should have kept closer tabs on the murder victim. Maybe now, after the murders occurred, we can make sure they won't happen in the future. Okay? That's in a broad sense, okay? That makes a fundamental difference.
How does Yerushalmi know who the murderer is? I mean, they don't.
No, but now, through the Pirsum, through the publicity granted this Segla Rufa, so it could be the murderer will show up. You know, you'll find Adam, you'll find some way of identifying who the murderer is. So here is a case, which the Bible does not bring down. Basin saw the person who killed. They saw him. They saw the murder take place. Amru, but they said, Imroimono oso, Edenu Makirimoso. It's from a distance. They couldn't recognize him up close. In that case, if it was anybody other than a Basin, they would do a Rifas Egla. That we learned last night. Because Lamaisa, they don't know who the murderer is. They can't identify him. So therefore, you do a Rifas Egla. But here, in this case, since it's Basin who saw, even though they can't recognize him again, lo yorfin, he wouldn't do arifa. Why? It says that the only time that Basin does arifa segla is if they can say, our eyes did not see. But if they did see, even if they can't identify, then they already don't do arifa segla. If I ro, mikom makom, they saw, despite the fact that they can't identify. What if Basin saw the murder victim? They saw the corpse, but now the corpse is no longer there. Somehow they saw it, it was there, got carted off. So they need to do an Egla Rufa. So how do they do an Egla Rufa? So it says the Gemara, East Tani, those who said Yamdu Shnayim B'Yidulif Neim. Two of the base to get up and testify in front of the rest of the base. East Tani, those who say Yamdu Kulam B'Yidu, all the base, and all 23 of them, that's the assumption. Yushami assumes, says the Netziv, that we're talking about a basin of 23. The Bavli assumes we're talking about a basin of 3.
Bavli?
Yeah.
How can he have
3?
Because all they're doing is measuring.
Yes. But Yitziv holds it's a direct parallel. Because the Yerushalmi holds, we should have killed the murderer.
The murderer.
How many people need to kill a murderer? Basin of 23. The Bavli holds that it's a basin which is going to make sure that the person is accompanied. How many need to accompany? Any basin of 3 should be responsible for that.
Up to this point, I would have said that you could have said it's Elu Elu. That the Egla Rufa is
both.
Is for both.
You could have. But there are practical ramifications, right. That's one practical ramification of that, which will bar you from saying that. There'll be other ramifications. So it says the Gemara. So what if they saw? So either two of them get up and testify in front of the rest, and you take another two Dayanim to replace them, or the entire basin gets up, you either could Bunker Macher and testify to another court. Of course, we know that that's true by Edus on Rosh Chodesh. That is brought down the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah as well. That if Basin saw the new moon, there's a machlokas whether they take two of the number and testify in front of themselves, or they go to another Basin and testify as well. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Zira said, Chalal, they have to find him dead, a casualty. V'lomar fachis, not that he's gasping his last breaths. Xeris because if they find him still gasping his last breaths, that's not enough to seek out the murderer. Now again, the Dvar of Rom here says, this is contingent on the Badim between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Because according to the Bavli, it shouldn't make any difference. Actually, I should take that back. Let me wait 1 minute, okay? Let's go to the next case, and then I'll say, Arom ifar per kan. What if they saw him dying here? Uvol lachazman, and they came later back, and he wasn't there. V'lo mitzo. Ani yomer, I say nasa lo nisim v'choya. I say a nes occurred and he survived. Now the Dvar Avraham goes crazy on this. He says, and in the Bavli it doesn't say it's Bavli, it says the same idea, same halacha, but a different reason, not because maybe he survived, but because of Gzeres HaKosav HaCholo. We just learned Gzeres HaKosav HaCholo, so applies Gzeres HaKosav HaCholo to this case as well. He went based in Soim, he wasn't yet a cholo, right? He was dying, but he wasn't a cholo yet, right? So therefore, So Dvar Avraham goes crazy, and this is, as I said, he said, I don't understand. If he had a wife, and you saw him dying, you can go testify that his wife is allowed to get married. Why is it not enough to make an Egla Rufa? Why does Yerushalmi say, no, maybe he survived? He's my wife and go get married. Right? So Dvar Avraham says, this is the pshat. He says that this is based on, again, on the Yerushalmi's parameters. Yerushalmi's parameters are, we need to find the murderer, right? We're upset we didn't kill the murderer. But he's got to have a shame murderer then. And the halacha is, if I murder somebody, but he survives, right? Even if he survives the murder, b'neis, I don't get killed. So therefore, that's what Yerushalmi's saying. Perhaps he survived through mice and ace. You can't kill the murderer on this basis. It's interesting because even though you can actually testify his wife is dead because we don't assume that an ace occurred, but vis-a-vis a murderer, you can't kill the murderer unless you have conclusive evidence they died because maybe an ace occurred. High an ace is not enough to prevent his wife from getting remarried. Yes, but an ace is enough to prevent the murderer from being put to death. That's a rational distinction, right? Okay, you need definite testimony in order to put somebody to death, and there's mutilated for prevented from doing so. So therefore, it says in Dvar Avraham, that's part of the difference between the Bavli, which holds that Egla Rufa comes because of we didn't provide proper accompaniment. So therefore, this guy was obviously dying. You didn't accompany him properly. Why should you not do Egla Rufa? If you don't do Egla Rufa, it must be because it's the cause of cholol and not mefarches, and not mefarper, not taking his last gasp. But the Yerushalmi doesn't learn that way in this case of mefarper. Rather, the Yerushalmi says, maybe he walked away. It's difficult, but that would get the murderer off the hook. And therefore, in this case, based on the Yerushalmi's mindset, looking for the murderer wouldn't apply. Okay?
Is that the term habeas corpus? That you need the body?
I assume that that's what it is.
Habeas corpus is used to bring somebody out of jail based upon, it's not habeas a corpus.
Oh. Habeas a corpus. Habeas a corpus. Sorry. Anyway, the other point of our problem makes, which I mentioned last night, is that he says that's only if he was shachar b'shnayim or rov shnayim. If he was mefarper because he was his neck was cut, but not completely, and maybe there's some ways in which he can survive. But what happens if you chopped off his head? Dvar Avraham actually says, what if you chopped off a guy's head and he b'nais survived? Like, let's say nowadays it's actually shaykh. Dvar Avraham was writing 50 years ago, it wasn't really relevant. Well, a little more than that, 70 years ago, it wasn't really relevant. But now theoretically, let's say they made an operation, by which if they sliced off the guy's head, they can quickly reattach and put him back together again. So the Dvar Avraham says, the guy who sliced off his head gets killed anyway. Says, because he murdered him. High and Nates occurred and he came back to life? That doesn't matter. You murdered him. Here, Maisa Nisim is that he never lost his survivability. But if he actually lost his survivability, and you did a Tchias HaMeisim on him like Eliyahu HaNavi did, then, no, it doesn't matter. You're killed anyway. Okay? Interesting thing that Avraham says here. Anyway, Reuven v'Faches Kan, let's say they found him, they saw him dying over here, but now you're dead. And then they came back, and they find him actually dead elsewhere. Okay, so where do we measure from? So Moni Mokum Shinim, so you measure from the place where he is found. Okay, period. Asher Hashem Lokechon Nosein Lecha. It's the language of Hashem Baruch Hu. You're doing the language of Hashem Baruch Hu gave you. Prat L'chutzaretz, Ever Ruf Tazit by Chutzaretz. To inherit Prat Yerushalayim. To inherit means to be distributed among the Shvatim in this case. As excludes Yerushalayim, Shilchal Shvatim, because all the Shvatim get Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was distributed among all the Shvatim. It wasn't distributed, right? It was like the District of Columbia. So therefore, Yerushalayim doesn't bring in Eglah Rufa. Okay, and now ask the Gemara Kasha, what about Rabbi Shmuel? So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kobiyo Shomru Batera, all the things which the Torah says, like Kisavol Oretz, they apply when you come into land, which you're saying to Torah, Achar Abbas Yishon and Nemru. They're after 14 years, right? They're after the 14 years in which they entered Eretz Yisrael. And when it kicks in, after the 7 years they fought, and the 7 years, Shevesh Kibshim, Shevesh Achilku, 7 years that they fought, and 7 years they distributed. So what happens, Yushami means to ask, a very funny question, I don't understand exactly what bothers Yushami, why are they losing sleep about on this. They said, what should happen during those 14 years if they found the Cholo? They couldn't yet do Egla Rufa, right? Because all of it was like Yerushalayim. It wasn't yet distributed among the Shvatim. So what are you going to do about the Egla Rufa during those 14 years? So I don't know why we care. But it says the Gemara, Ar Pinchas Reibun, nevertheless the Yerushalmi finds a need to answer this. Ar Pinchas Reibun, let's say all those 14 years, they would mark the spot. And then 14 years later, they came and they measured after Yerushalayim, after Eretz Yisrael was divided up. It's really a Brera case, right? Because we don't. It's very strange because at the time, was it divided up? How could you come retroactively later on divide it up? And all right, that's what it says. Tani, Ketzel Yosim, what would they do? Shluchei Beisim Yosim, the emissaries of Beis would go umlaktim as Simonov and gather the Simonim, and it should be either. The Kovin also, according to the Korban Eda, they bury him, or the Mecha Maim means, learns that Umakirin also. Now, Makirin also, instead of Mokrin also, makes more sense. It seems that it means, because later I'm going to say it's a Machlokas where you measure from. You measure from his nose, from his navel, or from his neck. And therefore, they have to actually make a simon in the dirt where they found the nose, where they found the navel, where they found the neck, in order to then measure later on, 14 years later, and find out. The other interpretation here might be so that simonim would mean it's simonim vis-a-vis the halacha of Egla Rufa, where the placement of the body when they found it. The other understanding of Makim Simonim would obviously be to take down particulars about who, the description of the individual, in case someday they'd be able to identify who he was. Okay? Anyway, we're talking about Kivro, and we mark on its grave, either because of regular Tumah and Tara issues, or because in order to know where the nose, the navel, or the neck was, Kadeshi ate to base of Lishkas Agazis, so the base will eventually come back to Lishkas Agazis from the chamber of the Yun Stone, which is Lav Dafka, because it could be a local base. Oh, that's not true. Sorry. The basin which comes to measure comes out from Yerushalayim. So the basin which comes out to measure comes to Yerushalayim to measure to the nearest city which has the basin. Minai, let's see now. Once you mentioned that you make a marker, we get off topic, bring that whole sugi here from, we had it, I don't remember where, Moy Cotton. It says here on the side, Meister Shane, but I think we had more recently than that. Anyway, Minai Latiun, how do we know that we mark graves? Rabbi Brecha, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Bas, Yaakov, B'Shem, Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavra. And Rabbi Yossi, Amrullah, he said the same thing in the name, Rabbi Yaakov, B'Shem, Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavron. And Rabbi Chizkor, and Rabbi Zio, Brady, Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavron. They said, B'Shem, Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavron. Anyway, when somebody here said, V'Tomei, Tomei, Ikra. Call out Tomei, Tomei. That's what Mitzorah has to do, to tell people that he's Tomei, right? And here too, the by a kever, you make a marking on it. Kedei shetei etumah korel cha beficha, the field, so the tumah should go out to you in its mouth. The yomesh chaprosh, and it tells you separate, stay away. Rabbi Yosher Rabbi Shulman Nachman said, I have a pasuk to tell me. This is one of the haftaros for Sukkot. I forget for the. I think it's Sukkot. Maybe it's haftaros for Pesach. It's one of the haftaros in Yom Tov. But after the Mucham of Gog and Magog, I think it's. It's the last day Pesach or Sukkot. Vavrovim barats vavro etzem. They will pass through the land and they will see bones. Mikanshim b'sainin atzomos. From here we see that we mark bones. The next word of the pasuk is adam. Vro etzem adam. Mikanshim b'sainin al shadrugos. This teaches us that we mark where we find not the bone, the shedro, the spine, the gugos, and the skull, which is the majority of the makeup of a human being. Ubana, and you build, means it has to be the gravestone is built into the ground. Because you mark a stone which is not connected to the ground, it'll roll around, and you'll assume the tomb is somewhere else. Etzlo, you build the stone by it. That's also a quote from the pasuk. Still, b'makom tahor means that the stone, well, the gravestone,
Sukkot.
Shabbos chol hamoed. Shabbos chol hamoed. Okay, the gravestone actually extends a little bit beyond the boundaries of the grave, and goes into a place of taros, so somebody doesn't come too close. Whereas it doesn't end mamish where the body ends, but extends a little bit into a place which is tar to give you like a little bit of a siog, a little bit of a leeway. Okay? Tzion says they build a tzion. We call it tzion. Tzion says it's a marker. Matz even mitzion. And mitzion says, what if you find a stone which is not built into the ground, but it clearly was a grave marker? And unfortunately, you know, after the Jew, they desecrate Jewish cemeteries, you find that very often, right? So matz even mitzion says, I'll be shame a kaimikate, even though it's not the way to do it, because it's a loose stone. Nevertheless, hamayla le tomei. Somebody who stands over it is Tomei, and the Omer, and I say, even if it's a fragment of a stone, and it really is not big enough for a whole mace, I say, mace kamtu toyu nasun tachter. I say, a chopped up dead body was underneath. It was either fragments of the body or body which had been chopped off before it was killed. So therefore, even if the stone is not the normal size of a grave, I assume that underneath it is Tomei. I have no choice but to assume that. Okay? There are two stones. Hamala Aleim Tor, we said that the stones actually demarcate the boundaries of the grave, and therefore, Hamala, if somebody steps over the stone, he's torn. So, if he steps between the stones, he's torn, because these actually demarcate the grave. In my grandfather's grave in Toronto, they actually have, it's American style, so they have a standing gravestone, but they have a metal perimeter. Like a metal, just like a metal poles, which demarcate the perimeter of the grave. It's interesting. I've never seen that in Chutzlaritz before. So it's like it's the same thing. Accomplish the same thing like the Israeli markers accomplish, which is to cover the entire grave. Right? That's how an Israeli gravestone works. So actually, here it's a similar idea that you have the stones demarcate the outer perimeter of the grave, and the grave is between the stones. But the stones themselves, says Yerushalmi, are not Tomei, because they're placed in Mokum Tara, and the tumah is between the stones. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Hayah Chorish bin Asayim, what, however, if there was somebody had plowed between the two stones? So then, it seems like between the two stones is not exactly the place of Tara tumah. And we say, Arein ki Chidios, we say it's two separate stones. And there's either mace kamtsuts, right, a chopped up mace or something like that. So underneath the specific two stones. So there he says, it's a harenki chilos benam tor between the stones, the same tome around the stones themselves, right, is tome, meaning that the stones themselves are tome. Says the matter further. Time you learn emetzayin al basar. If you have a piece of flesh buried in the ground without bones, you don't put a marker. Right now it's tamei. Yes, but shem nisach al basar. Eventually the flesh will rot, and the tumor go away. So what? What about two rats? Rabbi Yitzchak ber Shimon Shimon bo kumrei money. Ask for money. Lenitza mitami taros mafreya. Are you not mitami the all the taros until the flesh rots, which come on top of the grave, and therefore you should have a marker. Amalei said mutav she's kalkula bo l'shua. Better that things will temporarily become tummy. We're talking that the meat is still not, the flesh is still not rotted. However, let's not to deprive us of use of that space for all eternity by putting a marker there. So that's how we only mark bones, you don't mark actual flesh, because it'll disintegrate. Time to look over there. Smicha's kenin, getting back to Garufa. When you give smicha, farifa segla, we are not our smicha, real smicha. Farifa segla, and when you do a regla rufa, bishlosh you need three dayonim, div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Domer, b'chamisha, it's got to be five dayonim. Okay? Now, it doesn't mean, according to the way the Netziv learns, according to the way the Rambam learns Yerushalmi, you still measure to city as a chair of 23. But how many dayonim actually have to go and be involved in the measuring? And I'm sorry, in the kapara process, not the entire basin, only three or five, but you don't need to have the entire basin present. And in fact, this might even not be talking about the local basin. It's not clear what stage we're talking about, but we know that the measurement is not done by the local basin at all. The measurement is done by those who come out from Yerushalayim to do the measuring, special dayonim. So it's talking about how many dayonim are in the city. It could be not even about the vidui, but rather about how many dayonim were necessary in order to go out and make the measuring. Okay? So it says, three according to Rabbi Shimon. Reidomer Chamisha, Rabbi Shimon says five. My time, Rabbi Shimon. What's the larger Rabbi Shimon? By smicha. It says, v'samchu. And samchu is plural, shnai. A basin shalk, you don't have a balanced basin. But similarly, Morechot, you add one more, Arek Shlosh, that's three. Matav Davida, what's the latter of Yehuda? The Samchu is Shnaim, that's two. Ziknei Shnaim, that's another two. And based in Shokul, you don't have either number of Dayanim based in Mosimele Modech. You add another one, Arei Chamishla, that makes five. Ubega Rufa, what about Be'ezla Rufa? The Yehuda says five. Because it says, Time of Yehuda, because it says, V'yotsu Zekenecha. Zekenecha is Shnaim, it's two. V'shoftecha Shnaim. Says Vishoftecha, and that's another two. Ain based in Shog, you don't have a balanced based in. But if you add another one, Harekan Chamisha, that's fine. Okay? So, Rabbi Shimon holds are both three. Rabbi Yudah's Egla Rufa is five. Amr Rabbi Yerba said, Nir and Divir Rabbi Shimon Bismicha. I like what Rabbi Shimon said by Smicha, that it's three. The Nir and Divir Rabbi Yudah Barifa. I like the words Rabbi Yudah Barifa, that it's five. Nir and Divir Rabbi Shimon Bismicha. I like what Rabbi Shimon says by Smicha. The low darsh v'samchu. He doesn't darshan the extra. I guess it says v'samchu twice.
Say v'samchu twice.
Maybe it should just be v'samach. Why would it be plural? Just one person is doing
smicha,
another person.
No, I missed it. I missed the change of gears of by the carbonator before. In where it says Dvorichov Aleph in the margin, Maitan Rishimen, you see that line? It should be, but Maitan Rishimen is Samchu Ziknei Shnaim. It's missing the word Ziknei. The word Ziknei should be there. So the Samchu Ziknei Shnaim means the only darshan is the word Ziknei. He doesn't darshan the word Samchu, not like we said before. That's critical. Because now Rabbi says, I like what Rabbi Yudah says. Because we don't darshan the Samchu. Why don't we darshan Samchu? That's telling you the act they do. It's not telling you how many people are doing it. Ziknei tells you two people are doing it. Samchu is a verb. Right? If it said Ziknei v'shoftei, those are two nouns. Then you can darshan both. It says v'samchu Ziknei, that's the verb telling you what they're doing. Okay? So therefore it makes sense to say there are three. And vice versa, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Barifa. Rabbi Yehuda comes out being better by a Rifa. He says, why? Because it says, Zikn Zikenecha Vishovtecha. I says, V'yotsu. Why don't you darshan that as well? Because V'yotsu is taka the verb. And then you don't darshan. You do darshan Zikenecha Vishovtecha, right? The Rifa lo darsh V'yotsu. Anytime when you're in Divi Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say that you like Rabbi Yehuda Begla Rufa, Dorash V'samchu V'darsh V'yotsu, Now, it seems that the Gemara at this point did not fully understand what Rebbe meant to say. Because obviously you're not darshaning the Yotzu. We're darshaning Kenech v'shoftecha. So that's what it goes out to say. Ashkacht at Omar, it comes out that you said, the Yotzu is Shnayim. But I think actually now the Yerushalmi is just giving the background, what he liked.
No, they're coming up at 7 now.
Yeah, but we don't mean that seriously. I'm not sure how to read it now. I thought I knew how to read it, but now I'm not sure. I think Itim and Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yerushalmi, Rufa, Dorash, why should Dash be Samchu, Vidarash be Yotzu, right? Then says Amar, no, you don't, because Ashkach at Omer, they will come out saying Yotzu Shnaim to Kenecho Shnaim, Shoftecho Shnaim, they will come out 6, and Beitzin Shogam Musim Lemorecha, Rekan Shiva, and we don't dash in that. This is something choppier, but obviously the words are missing here.
Maybe it's you really think you're
going to
have 7?
Yeah, but conclusions, obviously, we don't. The conclusion is missing here. It should say, we don't dash in Yotzu, we don't dash in the song, we don't dash in the verbs. Because that's how we mean to say. That's something he's missing. Mamakam Rabbi Shimon is the Kenech v'Shoftecha. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the fact that it says Kenech v'Shoftecha? 2 nouns. You should dash in them. You should come out with 5, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Says, well, no, he says the Kenech v'Shem Shoftecha. That's be your elders who are your Shoftim. It's not 2 synonymous things, which lead us to the conclusion that it's 4 and add 1 to make it 5. Zekinecha and Shoftecha are defined the same people, that they have to be both elders and judges. Okay? Tarelez Ben Yaakov marries Zekinecha is based in Agodo. He has an altogether different perspective. He says Zekinecha that's based in Agodo. So you have to have 2 elders in the base of Agodo, and of course you add another one, because they're based in Jokel. And besides that, Shoftecha means that Melchel Kohen Gadol. Egla Ruf is such a big thing, you bring out the king and the Kohen Gadol in order to do it as well. It's an amazing concept. Okay? Halacha base. Well, obviously we don't possibly like it, but I guess that was true.
Anytime there's an unclaimed dead body.
Right. Now there would be less. They make sure it would be effective. Okay. Halacha base. Nimtza tam v'gah. What if you find him under an avalanche? Or toli bilon, or hanging from a tree. Utsaf ma'al v'gah p'nei amai, or floating on the water. Lo yarfi, there would not be an arifa. Shemit says, ba-da-ma, on the ground, v'lo tam v'gah, not buried in avalanche. Nofel, lying on the ground, v'lo toli bilon, not hanging on a tree. Besote, in the field, v'lo tzaf v'pnei amai, not floating on the waters. Nimtza tam v'gah, fire is found adjacent to a boundary, or lir sheyesh bo goyim, or a city which has a lot of goyim, or lir sheyesh bo basin, or a city which has no basin, lo yimodim, we not measure, lo yimodim el mir sheyesh bo basin, is really two separate things, obviously, by the boundary and the goyim, we wouldn't measure at all, it seems, to be shot. But when it's found near a city which has no basin, we only measure from a city which has basin nearby, from the nearest cities which have basin. Nimtza v'chum ben shtei aros, are found precisely between two cities. Shtei mevil, shtei agolos, they both bring, each one brings its own calf, divrei Rabbi Yehuda Elazar. Chomer says, yachas mevil egla rufa, only one city brings egla rufa, ben shtei aros, ben shtei agolos, you don't have 2 egla rufas, ben shlaim mevil egla rufa, and Yerushalayim is not bringing egla rufa. We already saw the reason for that is because Yerushalayim is not divided up among the Shvatim.
So which city brings it?
So that's a shol shayla. If it's near Yerushalayim, the pashtus is that nobody brings it.
No, but if it's not near Yerushalayim, it's equidistant to 2 different cities.
Right, we don't know. We'll have to see. We'll discuss it. Could be they're bringing this partnership, or it's all tonight. Okay? Tani, Rebelezomer, Nimtza Chonok V'Tonal Toli, what if he's found suffocated to death, not run through with the sword, the Tali Bilon, the way hanging from a tree, lo you orphan, they would not do a Rifa Segla. Rabbi Yosef said that's too big a Chiddush. I mean, you didn't have to go that far to make a Chiddush, that's rather, I mean, it's too small a Chiddush. Ain't talking about Chonok the Tali Bilon, because that's saying that if he's suffocated, hanging from a tree, he's hanged, you don't bring an Ega Rufa. I mean, I feel Mushlach, I don't know that if he's lying on the ground and it's suffocated, that you don't bring in Egla Rufa. Tamlo Chalol, because the pasuk says Chalol, that he's a casualty, and a casualty means through a sharp implement. Ma Tamlo Nofel, and vice versa, why is saying the pasuk Nofel, that he's falling? Now, if he was clearly run through the sword, V'tali bilam, but it was hanging on a tree, lo yorfin, they would not do a rifa. Tan Rav Yitzchak Rav Moshe Rav Yochanan. Very interesting concept here. Rav Yitzchak Rav Moshe said, name Rav Yochanan, nimtza oimin amitoso. If he's standing on his bed, this sounds like a, you know, Sherlock Holmes mystery. The guy is standing on his bed, vasaki tukur belibo, and the heart is in his heart, the knife is sticking out of his heart. Ain't orfi, don't do a rifa. Now why not?
Because he's standing up, he's not lying down.
So there are three possible reasons. Either because he's standing up and not lying down. Or because...
Oh, two possible reasons.
Three possible reasons. He's standing up, he's not nofil. It's not badoma, it's in bed. It says badoma, right? And the Dvar Avraham brings out from the Achronim that it's in the city. And there's many Achronim hold they don't bring an egg to the roof, and when it's in the city, it's only v'yotzu michutz lo'ir. And here it's in bed. It's, it seems like it's...
He's camping out.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of practical, right? But Amen Dvar Avraham has several riots that Lemaisa, this is the historian here, which actually is in play, is the fact that he's standing up. And even if his land, even if his standing up and his feet are actually touching the ground, not touching his bed, he's still not being an egla rufa. Because it's got to be noifel. Because there's cause it's got to be somebody who falls down to the ground. Okay? Says Mole, Tarashir Melchai says, Hoy orphan, in such a case you found him head standing in bed with a knife run through his heart, you do a rifa segla. Says Mora, no. That which Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, that which is attributed to Rabbi Yochai, mean Elaine the Hachain Hachain. Now, I don't know, I'm sure Lieberman is somebody like that speaks about the derivation of the term Hachain Hachain. And I couldn't find anybody offhand today who speaks about it. And with the Sparim I have right now, the base medrash with me. So, but to me, the way the Bnei Moshe says it is, Rabbi Yochai is making fun of the Babylonians again. He said this was an erroneous statement by the Babylonians. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had said allegedly that in a case where he's standing in bed, you do bring an egla rufa. It's not true. It's from those guys who say blah blah. Okay, okay, it's like blah blah. Dom Rabbi Yochai said, calling Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all these statements from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai mean it's for those who say blah blah. And Yechidinin, these are only individual transmissions or allegations in the name of Hashem Yochai. We do not rely on them to be true. Okay, Nimtza Baliliya, what if it was found obviously close to one city? Nevertheless, Hoyu is a type which should be Moedim, nevertheless, they would measure. Okay, the Kaibo Mitzvah's Isuk Medir, it's a mitzvah to do the measuring. So you do it even though it was obvious. Rav Nachas Taman, Rav came to Chutz Loretz. Omar, he said, Onahu Ben Azai Docha. I'm the Ben Azai here. Ben Azai was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he used to go around answering everybody's question. He said, I'm now here the Ben Azai. I'm going to answer a question, which needless to say, he gets a person in trouble. Actually, Bavli, this mice is brought down also, but it's a Baye instead of Rav. So it's a couple of generations later. And
he's Ben Azai.
Yes, so anyway, so Asachat Sav, an old guy comes, Shorley, he says, you're so smart. What about Nimtzu Shnei Harugim Zeh Agav Zeh? What if you have two bodies, one on top of the other? Sava Rav Shei Marfim. Rav said, well, Pasha Zidu Ergo Rufa. Amalei, so the old guy said, Ein Orfim, you don't have to Ergo Rufa. Amalei Lama, so Rav said, why not? So he said, Amalei Atachta Mishum Tomun, because the bottom one is buried, it's under an avalanche. But Tafa Elio Mishum Taf. And the upper one is floating. Right, it's not our Adoma. It's not our Adoma. Not our Adoma. So Katzok Lacha, when Rav came back to Eretz Yisroel, Asa Kamedi Rebbe came in front of Rebbe. And Amar Lei, Rebbe said to him, Yosam Lacha, he said good to you, but not for the same reason. Kimotze lo kimotzu. It says kimotze singular and not kimotzu plural. Now the Rambam, in fact, paskins, however, that you measure from the top guy. From the top dead body. And everybody goes crazy on that because it sounds here that you don't measure from either one of them, right? And the Bavli has a whole different tack on this. The Bavli does not learn out from Psukim. The Bavli learns out from Min Bimino Chotzitz or Min Bimino Eino Chotzitz. right? If min b'mino is chotzeitz, then it's the upper one is tzav and the bottom one is under an avalanche. But if min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz, so it's as if they're both on the ground, right? So then that's how the Bavli learns. The Bavli brings proofs from shikcha. If you forgot one omer on top of another omer in your field, whether that shikcha, not a shikcha, whether min b'mino is chotzeitz or not. But it's obvious that the Rambam learned that the Bavli argues Yerushalmi, paskin like Yerushalmi. According to his understanding, Yerushalmi. Because lo yimatsu means you don't bring two, the Bavli was learning. But one you can bring. So he was obviously learning that even though the way the Zakin, the old man, told him, they're both exempt, but nonetheless we don't paskin that way. We paskin that the top one is the one from which you measure. I was thinking, by the way, although there's really more discussion than Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, that this min b'mino chotzitz or eino chotzitz is very similar to the machlokas we have by Bittel Barov, where the min b'mino, when you have two things the same, are they Bittel Barov or not Bittel Barov? But that's all in the Bavli Yerushalmi, doesn't mean that in over here.
Well, I can understand why you mentioned the top one, because he was the last one murdered.
So what?
So maybe that's the one.
Measure twice. Why should you measure twice? It has there's a cost. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's even immediately logical to us. Could be. So anyway, so says Mar Badoma. I'm sorry. Lo mistabra da ella Badoma velo tzav al pnei mayim. The has to be. One second. This is a new thing. I'm sorry. I see the lo mistabra da ella Badoma velo tzav al pnei mayim is actually fixing up our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Adama means lo tomun bagal, right? Adama means on the ground and not under the avalanche. So the Gemara corrects it. It says, no, Adama means that he's not floating on water. It's on the ground. And Basade, the Mishnah used to preclude v'lo tav al pnei mayim, not floating on the water. So the Yerushalmi itself corrects it. It says, Basade is teaching us lo tomun bagal, not when it's buried under an avalanche. Because Adama can also be in an avalanche. It's still Badama. So Badama would preclude water. And vice versa, Basade, that wouldn't preclude water necessarily. Maybe if you have water in your Sade, right? You have like an irrigation canal. But if you say, but if Basade does impede you from learning that if there's an avalanche on top, because Basade means it's open out in your field. So therefore, the Yerushalmi actually turns, amends the Mishnah and turns around the drushes in the Mishnah. I think the Bavli does that as well. Mechavashi does it the right order. V'dayim beis Rebbe Kehan, I'm sorry, and there was a Brisa. Now, so Rebbe, which in fact had this opposite perspective, that Adama precluded floating and Basada precluded covered. Mechavashi does the Rabbanon, it's a contradiction Rabbanon, and here we bring this in, although in a different context that than the Bavli does. We have a contradiction between here and Shikha. It says, Tamana Inamrin, therefore they say, Basada is Pratlatam, right? The opposite. Tamon here means here, like the Yerushalmi talk. Here, they say Pratlatam, that if the mace is buried or underneath something, you don't bring an Egla Rufa. But there by shikha, if you forgot a omer in your field, you know what I mean? They say the rabbis of the omer. Even if the omer is underneath something, the sheev is underneath something, it's still considered to be forgotten vis-a-vis the halachas of shikha. So how do you reconcile the two? So it says martama. There it says sadcha. Says sadcha, which would mean begolui, revealed. Probably the omer is supposed to be concealed, and also says uktircha, your harvest. Which is also Begali son, which is revealed. Pratla Toma as opposed to son, which is concealed. Mute achar mute. It's two exclusions. Two exclusions makes an inclusion. So therefore, Lurabas is not Toma. Therefore, it comes to include Toma. Ramacha, but here, says you're about Domo, the top of your mind, but obviously it should be the Basada, the low Toma, right? Says so only one time, it's not a double mute. Maybe Yerushalmi means to say the second mute is written about something else. It's not a mute, achar mute l'rabos. One mute is about Tamun, the other is about Tamun Ne'amayim. So therefore, here we preclude both. Period. New issue. Nimsa Samachlos Far, what do you find it near a boundary? Aniomer Srokimir Goy, I say bandits killed the guy. V'yoshesh b'goyim v'find adjacent to the city which has goyim, and the yorim goyim are goyim. I say it's see that the goyim killed him. Only yosh embo beistin. Now, if it's found near a city which has no beistin, loy moidi melim v'yoshesh b'goyim is only measured from a city which has a beistin. The chesivit says yodeh lo shavu satam hazeh. Our hands did not spill his blood. And again, we, as I said before, means that we tried to find a murderer, or we attempted to find murderers and eradicate them. My time of the Rabbana, what's Aja Rabbana, that say that that only one city brings, not two cities. This is going to the next part of the Mishnah, that you have two cities near the Cholo. So Rabbana say only one. See, Vayoyer Kovol Cholo. Says the city which is closer to the Cholo, right? My time of the Rabbana is see Modul or measures to the Cholo. You measure to various different cities. So actually, I thought the Ushami was going to reconcile this, but it doesn't actually tell us what happens to Kohen Rabbana. I think Kohen Rabbana both cities bring together. I might be wrong about that. It's either both cities bring together, or neither city brings. But in any event, they argue about Psham Psukim. Because the Rabbana says, Modul, since you can measure to multiple cities could bring the Agla Rufa. Rabbana said, no, it says, Voya ear, only one city brings the Agla Rufa. Ear Miklat Mau, Mike, can you measure to an ear Miklat? So in Tamil Achlokas, if you're going to say they're distributed to the Levim who live there, Mevios Agarufa, then they bring Agarufa. In Tamil Abbas Dirnin, if you're going to say the Levim were allowed to live there, but they're really super territorial, and it would be an Agarufa, they can't bring Agarufa because they're just like Yerushalayim, that they're not divided up according to the Shvatim. And this is obviously an issue elsewhere in Shas, not by us, but have ramifications for our issue as well, where you bring Agarufa from that city. Okay? From where would they measure? Rabbi Elazar my Tibor says from his navel. Rabbi Akiva my Chotom from his nose. Elazar my Yaakov my Makom Shnas Achov from the place where he becomes a casualty meets a vor from his neck. Okay, we have a bright side of this. I know you molded him. From where they measure? Rabbi Elazar my Tibor. Rabbi Elazar says from his navel. Makom Shavlad Notzar from the place where the child is conceived. Right, the umbilical cord is there. Akiva my Chotomo from his nose. Makom corresponding to the place where you can tell what he looks like. Now we're going to cite a parallel Yerushalmi and Yevamos. But before you go on, the Ori Yosha goes crazy on this. He says, the Bavli says that you measure from the nose because the nose is Ikar Makom Chiyus, Vayibach Bapam Nishmas Chaim. Which makes sense because you're trying to atone for his death, right? But what does that have to do with whether you can recognize him from there? The Bavli, the Yerushalmi's reason seems to make no sense. Who cares if a person is recognized by his nose? What does that have to do with Agul Arufa? You understand this question?
Well, if it's in the way you said earlier.
Oh, so it's a plea to me because the Ori Yosha himself brings down this Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Netziv, which speaks about it by the concept of the basin of 23. And then he just blithely ignores what he himself said a couple lines later when he asked the question. If you hold that it's an atoning process, so then it makes sense to atone for the loss of life, which has to do with the nose, as Vayipach Bap of Nishmas Chaim, like the Bavli. But if it's an investigative process to, find a killer, so you want to pay more attention to the victim to see how you can
identify who the victim is.
Exactly, find out, which means that's why you would be measuring from the nose. So plea it to me that the Ori Yosher doesn't just give that answer based on the Bavli Ushami. Anyway, Vasya Kai the Mar Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, it goes like it is the name of Rav, Hakolas Pneim Otzabob, the countenance of the face responded against him, Zachoitim, it's the nose. Amar Rechir Barbar, Rechir Barbar said, Man the boy, the Lom Ischak, when somebody doesn't want anybody to recognize him, Zmamish Tzuge Pas for Adar, Yov Siflani on the Chire, you should put a false nose on. The Siflani means literally a bandage. Right? He puts a bandage on his nostrils. For Lom Ischak, people will not recognize him. Right, it's constant. Sunny Ushami. That's right. Kiada. There's a certain case. But Yoyim made this the sickness Malka. And sickness is obviously a bad king. He used to tax the Jews very much. Having Tziporim is buying the Tzipor. They were demanding tax from the Tziporites. Five Yoyim Tziflein on this Nechera. So they put bandages on their nostrils. But Lo Mitzchakim, the tax collectors couldn't recognize them. The Seifa, in the end, Eat my lane, Lishon Bish. The thief they were snitched on. by Lashon Hara. V'itzdanu kulon, mean, I think it should be mean diba. I think we correct that when it was in Miavomas too, that everybody was caught because of that Lashon Hara. Okay, getting back to the final sheet in our Mishnah, Lozman Yaakov. Lozman Yaakov says he measured from the neck, or Lozman Yaakov says a moment, Mimokum Shinasa Cholo, from the place where he was made a cholo, which is, of course, the neck, because normally you kill a person by slicing his neck. My time, my time, or Pasuk teaches us, Rabbi Shem Hashem Rishua, Lossis Osal Tzavarecha Lei Rishoim, to place it on the necks of the casualties of the Rishoim. Okay, Pasuk also probably brings that. Nimtzo Rosh HaMokamach, why did he find the head in one place? Pagufa HaMokamach, and the body in another place. Molichan HaRosh HaTzaguf, you bring the body to the head. Tiv Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Akiva says, the Gufa HaTzarosh, you bring, I'm sorry, bring the head to the body. Should bring the body to the head. Now, everybody says, and the Bobby says as well, has to do with where you bury a Mace Mitzvah. Mace Mitzvah is buried where he falls casualty. Right? That he's kind of that mokum for a kever. So here it's talking about, do you bury, if his head is severed from his body, torso, do you bury him where his head is, where his torso is? But from Egla Rufa, you freeze it. Well, I mean, you don't freeze it literally, but wherever it was, you measure either from the head or from the navel, or for depending on the different shitas. So you wouldn't bring the head to the body in order to measure. It's only in terms of kfura. Okay? Rashi was trained by Bianas and said, "Ma pliyin was the machlokes kshaya rosh milo malon," when the head was, they had a hill going down, and the head was up here, right on top of the hill. Baguf milo mat, and the body fall further down. So Rabbi Lezer holds that the head rolled away from the body. It rolled uphill, but since it's light, sometimes, you know, it hits the ground with an impact, it jumps uphill, the head. So you bring the head down to the body. I mean, you bring the head down to the body. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, no, wherever the head fell, that's where it fell originally, and the body rolled down from there. So you bring the body up to the head. You don't bring the head to the body. You bring the body to the head. Okay. Avul imaya rosh milamatzah. But what if the head was lower down? Vaguf milamala, and the body was further up the hill. Klam amayd every of our gishim lichay rosh etzaguf. There, we definitely bring the head to the body because we assume that the head rolled away from the body. Hayim and nadra mikan mikan. Where, let's say you had an inclined channel like this, and you find the head on one side and the body on the other side. So do you assume it's the same corpse or not? Right? Hayim and nadra mikan mikan. So the head rolled one way and the body rolled the other way, and you bring them together. I say arosha say in lo gufa. I say that this head has no body. This body has no head. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. But if it was, the Gemara does give an answer to this, if it was a flat surface, not inclined. So komakom shadar kolitzo, any place where it could theoretically have jumped away from the body when it was chopped off, kufachru, we assume it's one body. If it's too far away, we say the body has no head, and there's no body, and they're for two separate mesim. Okay, and they're not necessarily buried together. Okay, a couple more minutes. Niftu Zikne Yushalayim. The elders of Yushalayim which came to measure would go. So obviously the previous mission was talking about the elders of Yushalayim coming only for the measurement. Vogel, and they would leave. The Zikne Yushalayim, and the elders of that city, according to the Bavli, even a city of 3, according to Shami, a city of 23. Mavin Eglis Boker, they would bring a calf, a Shalom Ubabo, which was not worked, a Shalom Moshkabo, which did not pull a yoke. Vena mumpas above it as a mumtsar panka is not a real carpet. Miyaso nachal eis, and they take it down to a virgin, in other words, unworked nachal. Eisan kimashmo, eisan is like the word, sounds kosher, tough, but it has been used. Nevertheless, I'll be saying eisan, even though it's not eisan, still kosher. Or even also, bakupit nachre, you. Right. What, crook, you see the love crook?
No. What does nachal eitan mean?
It isn't my last
mission. Yeah, Rashi says, like this Mishnah, there's somebody else who says that it's not, that it's flowing water, it's not hard ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like that way from the Mishnah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Maybe that was when he's trying to learn Shram Sukkim in the Pen of Chazal. Anyway, all of a sudden, you bring a tick from behind, Umakoma, wherever its neck is wrong, also in Israel, you're now allowed to plant there, lie there, and hold there. Umutisok Shampishan, you are allowed to comb flax, Avonim, to clean rocks, you're just not allowed to do groundwork. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss at some length the parameters of what work possibles by an Egla Rufa. Maybe we should leave for tomorrow because it's going to just goes on and on. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight.
I had one discussion with you, Shami, totally avoided.
Yeah.
The Bavli have is Rov and Karov.
Yeah, Bavli doesn't have that in Saita.
I know, it doesn't have it.
It's in Balbasra.
It's in Balbasra.
That's why it's a big discussion on the topic.
Is that why?
Yeah. So I don't know about Balbasra and Yerushalmi, maybe it's there too, I don't know.